Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Some folks measure time by years, January 1 to December 31. Some folks keep track of it by their birthdays. Some by how long it is until they can finally draw retirement benefits and kiss the working world goodbye forever. Or how many weeks or years stand between them and getting married or going on that long-anticipated vacation. Okay, this is the first day of a new year, right? Question. Did the rising of the sun appear to you any different than it did yesterday or last week or last year as you remember it? Yes, I know you were sleeping this morning and didn't happen to notice, but you will. Saying that this is a new year is accurate, but somewhat superficial, somewhat contrived. Tomorrow starts today, says the title of my devotional book. So is today simply to be a rerun of yesterday, which was a repeat of the previous day and month? Are you like the man who contended he had 20 years of experience, when in reality he had but 1 year repeated 20 times? In the moments that remain on today's brief commentary, focus on several guidelines that can make today and this year better than the previous ones. Guideline number one, live it today. Two challenges to being fully alive today are yesterday and tomorrow. Some live in the past, others in the future. There is God's grace for yesterday's failure, His strength for today. A paraphrase of Matthew 7:34 puts it like this. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. Guideline number two, say it today. Some folks simply can't find words of encouragement, though they do care, sometimes deeply. We're like the old farmer who told his wife, "You know I love you so much that sometimes it's all I can do to keep from saying so." Make it a daily practice to encourage, to let people know you care, that you do love them, that you value and esteem them. Guideline three, pray about it today. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. So wrote Joseph Scriven after his fiancée was drowned in a tragic boating accident. Guideline number four, refuse to worry about it today. And about the only way you can do that is by first praying about what you worry about, reminding yourself God is faithful. He cannot lie. He is impartial. He will honor your heart cry. He knows the end from the beginning. Paul put it, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. Guideline number five, smell the flowers today. An acquaintance tells how he noticed that people who live into their 80s often comment about the little things they have noticed, which he completely overlooked. Smelling the flowers helps you to put your life in perspective and, yes, live to a ripe old age. Guideline six, trust God today. Tomorrow isn't as important as today. Can you say, God, just for today, I am going to trust you with all my heart, 100%. I refuse to live tomorrow until it comes. Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Guideline number seven, have a blessed day today. And I am confident you will when you follow these simple but effective guidelines, for God blesses the one who puts Him first.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.